before they come.
Show 50 episodes down and more to go. I just can't wait for the show to begin. I have so much fun listening. Nerdgasm, nerdgasm. The Can Man Show is a coming right at you. Geeky, nerdy fun with a guest interview. Come here to get news or chat with Butters the Stalker or get your weekly fill of that Luke Skywalker. They're a lovable, huggable group of guys. The ladies be melting when we be walking by. Discussing the movies, the updates on sci-fi. They're strong and handsome and sometimes shy. Shy, 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 but always fly, fly, fly. Sometimes shy, shy, shy. The Can Man.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Can Man Show. I am Chad, the Can Man Canfield. Ooh. Welcome to the show. Joining me tonight is nobody who's normally here. That's all the guys are out. Oh. It is,
and all the ladies are in.
All Woo-hoo! The ladies are in.
Baby.
It is an estrogen-filled episode. Joining me tonight, back from a little hiatus, Jenny.
Hello.
I'm back. It's got to be more more expensive than beads.
Yes.
Ramelsburg. Did you catch that?
Gotta yes,
be, gotta
I got
be more
it.
Expensive
Woo-hoo!
Than beads. Ooh. All right. Amy Lee is
Hello.
Back and, again.
Hi.
And Sarah Wood. How
Hello.
You doing, Sarah?
Good.
Welcome to the show.
Sarah, what if she
could? All right. So what's happening, ladies? How was your week?
Excellent.
My week was fun.
Fun? What'd you do that was so much fun?
Well, okay. It's kind of, I've come back from a week of hell because I was passing a kidney stone 1 week, which was hell. And then I decided, you know what? I need to take a killer exercise class.
Yeah.
That makes me puke after every class. So that's, I think the key to this class is how I'm going to lose weight is every
puking.
Single time
throwing
I
up everything
throw
I've eaten all day.
But
so,
it's like the worst
so
part of gym class.
It's a workout with bulimia.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say,
it's,
I think that's the most extreme, you know, way to like, cause bulimia.
Yes, that's, it's horrible.
I mean, you could just...
But it's the worst part of any gym class because basically you do fitness testing first. So you had to run around these things as many times as you could and the fastest time. And I got lapped by a 60-year-old woman.
Rock on.
But, you know, like I said, I just came from having passing a kidney stone, which was hell. I would have rather given birth to 10 people than... And I mean,
so
people,
really,
10 not children.
In a row,
yeah,
like
yeah.
one right after the other.
Being someone that has given birth is
yeah,
having
not to
a,
10 people,
passing a kidney stone...
Way worse.
Way worse.
Because people have asked me, and I said, yes, it's way worse. I will explain it to you for the men out there, what it's like. Okay, so imagine something like always pinching at your testicle constantly, and at the same time that somebody's stabbing you in the back and turning the knife... while you feel like you also are having the flu because your body's trying to fight whatever. So that's what it's like for a man. For a woman, it's like, imagine the worst bladder infection you've ever had with the worst cramps you've ever had with the worst, like if you've ever had back labor.
Wow.
And then plus, yeah.
Plus the flu.
And it lasts for like 7 days. Whereas like, you know, I gave birth in 6 hours and it was done. I even did natural childbirth and it was not a big deal.
Wow.
Compared to.
Kidney stones worse than natural
Yeah, way
childbirth.
Worse. And it's only.
So then
and it's somewhere between 4 to 7 millimeters.
Yep,
and something
yep.
that's that little can cause all this problem.
So what's the key then to preventing them? So we don't have good experiences.
Eating
Delightful.
Healthy?
Well, eating healthy is always good. But they said if you drink lemonade made with real lemons, not like the stuff that you make from a mix, which is awesome anyway. So if that's what you have to drink, I mean, what
and that's like
go?
On a daily thing, you just drink a glass of that per day,
yeah,
and you never have
because
to
because the acid from it breaks up any stones. But it's not going to say that you're not going to get them. I mean, you know,
yeah.
No, but I'd be willing to give it a shot.
Yeah, I know.
I wouldn't want to go through
that's
that.
That's a good way to go.
So you drink real lemonade, and then to avoid UTIs, it's cranberry juice. So there
sure.
you go.
Yes.
Right.
So you can add cranberry to your lemonade and just
you could and
kill
two birds with one stone.
Yeah. There you go.
So then I come back from that and do that. Ah, and then I do this killer exercise class where first, like I said, you have to run around and then you have to do as many sit-ups as you can in a minute and
Is
real
this curves?
Sit-ups. What?
Is this curves?
No, this is it's through Kirkwood, and it's called Ultimate Body Shaping, and it's actually at Northland Fitness. But okay. the gals that teach it are just insane.
Do they pass out like those puke bags at the beginning
of class?
Well,
you know what, they should. So and actually, there was only like one guy in our class for one day, but some of the other guys that are actually in there, like uber bodybuilders that are working out, they're like, oh my gosh, we don't want to take that class. We're afraid we'd throw up in it. And I'm like, they're afraid of the class, and I'm taking this class. But
you know, when I first started, when I was in the Army, and we did PT when we first started doing it.
It's
I
like
mean,
that.
I mean, you would run and then you would just empty your guts. I mean, it was.
Yeah, it's
horrible. I mean, you would push yourself that hard. And it's great that you're pushing yourself that hard.
It is. Way to go, Jenny.
But you'll get past the puking.
Yeah, so. Actually, by the third class, my goal was to not puke after class, and I didn't puke after class. So
I think I would find that very refreshing.
Yeah.
And you know, you sweat it all out, get it all out, and then you're good.
Oh.
Puke and rally.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. That's awesome.
So hopefully I'm losing some weight.
How many weeks have you been doing this?
This will be the start of my second week.
Very cool. You know, if you stick with it, was it 3 weeks? It'll just become a routine.
It's supposed to become a routine, yeah.
Tonight is actually an extra day because since it's Labor Day, they weren't going to have it today. But they're going to do an extra class. So I'm taking the extra class.
You're laboring on Labor Day.
That's awesome. Way to be motivated.
I know.
Yeah.
Way to go me.
Woohoo. So we'll have to meet again in a month.
And see how I am.
Yeah,
because it's an 8-week class.
Yeah.
Very cool.
3 times a week.
Very cool. And you know, somebody else could probably sign up and they would just go to like the Kirkwood website for the next class.
Yeah, or you can actually jump into this one because I think since it's only been 1 week, I think you can still join in.
Very cool. And just go to search Kirkwood.
Kirkwood EDU. Yeah, EDU. And then it's Ultimate Body Shaping.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be afraid, Sarah. Don't be afraid.
You can do it.
I don't like the idea of like puking after every class. I enjoyed a heavy workout kickboxing class.
Oh,
like,
I love
that was
that.
Actually
I
fun,
that.
But I don't know if I want to like be like that was so refreshing.
That was great.
don't be afraid of vomit.
No, that's the unfun part of it. But it does have kickboxing in it as well. But then you do kickboxing and then they're like drop and do like 5 push-ups.
Yeah.
And then in kickboxing, and then go outside and run around the parking lot.
Basically, they're just keeping your heart rate up for an extended period of time.
All the time without
getting
bored.
But working every single muscle of your body at the same time.
Doing
very cool.
And,
sounds very much like basic training.
That's what it is. It's like boot camp.
Very
and isn't it crazy? Like the first time you take something like that, then the next day you discover all of these muscles that you didn't really know that you had.
I know, but it's a good ache.
You can feel every one of them.
But it's that good ache. It's not like, oh my God, my muscles are jello now.
Yeah.
No, it's a good ache. So you know you did something.
Good.
Yep. I like it.
Yeah, very cool. So, okay, Amy, you've had a good week as well?
Yeah, I went to a wedding on Saturday, which usually I avoid. My quota is maybe like 1 every 5 years or so.
Wait, whose wedding was it?
My preschool teacher that works for me. She got married. She and her fiancé had been together for 6 years.
Aww.
I know, it was the sweetest wedding ever. They actually got married outside. It was at the Marriott in Coralville.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful place.
I know. I was just there about 2 or 3 weeks ago because my daughter went to the anime convention, which was quite an experience. And so it was like a totally different hotel. Yeah, it was pretty cool. I didn't actually go to the convention, but I was there dropping and picking, picking up and all that. Saw all the kids.
Mom taxi.
Yep. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Cool. Did they wear all the outfits and?
Oh, Catherine? Yeah. She actually got voted the best Yuki of the convention.
Oh, I can believe that.
Yeah.
I can believe that. That
she
makes sense,
so
though, after
cute.
She came back from Japan, that she loves anime.
Oh, yeah. There are pictures on my Facebook. She
very
looks
cool.
adorable. But, and then she got voted to do, to be in a skit that I guess is supposed to be on YouTube now. I don't know, some kind of funny thing. I don't think I would get it because I don't watch the anime. I just support it.
Right.
But anyway, so the wedding was in the same hotel, and it was a lovely, elegant wedding, and they wrote their own vows, which was so touching because I've never seen that before. And I always go to these things expecting to just really not enjoy it because I just don't like that kind of thing.
Some of it's really cheesy.
Oh, but I was moved. Her daughter, who's like 11, I think, read a poem, you know, welcoming the new dad in.
See, that's sweet when they do that.
Oh, I loved it. I like when they include the kids.
And that's kind of the thing now when they're becoming, you know,
joining a family.
Families.
Yeah, it was really
I've even
lovely.
Seen it where they give a ring to the child.
This is way different wedding conversation than when it was just guys.
And they do vows. I know, you're probably
it
like,
was great. But it was kind of funny because the couple, they're both black, and so their whole family was there. So the music that they played was all this really loud, crazy hip hop. So I have this other teacher that works for me. She's my age, 40, and she knew every word to every single song. Every rap song, every
God, I love that.
Oh, it's hysterical.
Get low, get low.
I know. Those are pretty. Those aren't like about love so much, but that would be fun.
The whole club's looking at her.
She hit the flow.
She hit the flow.
Should've got low, 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 low.
Okay, that's the only one I know. But we did. We danced. We danced. We laughed. We danced. It
so
was
that
really,
was at the wedding.
It was a lovely, elegant wedding. Yeah, and the it was beautiful. It was all, everything was all fancy, and they had this delicious dinner, and they had like four different kinds of cake.
Wow.
Four different kinds of cake?
Yeah, Snickers, lemon, strawberry, and raspberry.
Whoa.
Nice.
I know. It was really, really beautiful.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I never knew.
Congratulations, whoever you are.
Tiffany and Tony. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Yay.
Well, I went to a wedding on Saturday, too, and it was outdoors, which is why I almost thought maybe we went to the same wedding.
No, it was a small one. I would have seen you.
Two friends that I have, Jordan and Roxy, they've been engaged for a while, and they got married on Saturday outside at the Iowa City Park. So we're where the Globe Theater, like they do theater performances. That's where they got married outside.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and
did they build that? They must have built that back up after the flood, then, or no?
I don't think the theater area.
And there weren't a ton of like revelers from the tailgaters there already at that point.
So maybe was this before the game or after the game?
Oh my goodness, that wasn't this Saturday, it was last Saturday.
I was going to say, this like, Saturday, they would have been like overrun
Saturday, this Saturday was awful.
Yeah, I was going to say,
joys of living in Iowa City, home of the Hawkeyes.
Which was an amazing game, if anyone watched
well,
it.
Well, the end.
Heard all about it.
The
I
end,
have to say, though, I was kind of rooting at the end
two
for,
blocks,
for you and I to like,
17-16.
To like pull it out at the end with that second.
Amazing.
With that second
field goal. You want him to pull it out at the end.
Yes, and
right.
that's
yes.
exactly what I wanted him to do.
Yeah.
I bet. And I mean both ways.
Both ways. So, no, I listened to the last couple of minutes of the game, and I thought it was over after they blocked that.
Everybody did.
So here's what happened for those of you who missed the game. It was they were down by, they were ahead by
one point. 17-16.
17-16. Mm-hmm. And you and I had the game, had the ball. It was like 20 seconds left on the clock.
Correct.
And they punted. And
A 40-yard. So they should have gotten it.
Right. Yeah. They should have gotten it, but it was blocked. After they blocked it, they recovered the ball with 1 second left on the clock, and they thought the game was over. So
because
everybody
it was
thought
still
Iowa
alive.
Won.
Yeah. It was still a live ball at that point.
The ref said, nope, they get a try again with 1 second left on the clock, and then the Hawkeyes blocked it again.
Yeah,
and I was hoping that last one, that you know, that would have been a great upset if they had like really... I was
right.
kind of hoping that.
Well,
was
somebody said
it, for
it's
them.
Been since 18 something that you and I beat Iowa at football. Somebody said 1846 or something
like that.
I don't
know.
Really?
A lot of
Are
people were
kidding?
Saying that was
but
the most amazing game that
it was a
they
it,
have ever
and you
seen.
Know what? And I think you and I kind of sees it as a win for them because they really showed up to that game.
Well, you and I is
they
an
were,
amazing
they
team.
They were winning for a long time. In fact, like so first off, people definitely did not sleep the night before. So Friday night, people made it all through the parties. My roommate, we had to get up early, and she was like, wow, these people are up really early because we were out the door by 7 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, you know, some of these people haven't gone to bed yet. And she was like, oh, which I almost got hit by a bunch of, I think they were drunk students. Like, they ran through an intersection. And then we're like,
wow. Oh, like, hit with a car.
Oh, yeah, by a car. Feet. Like, I was driving my car.
I thought that was, like, a massive...
Yeah.
But,
I'm
like, were they streaking?
Yeah, that would have been interesting if a bunch of naked people ran
Let's
into
go
my
streaking.
Car.
Let's go streaking! Let's go
No, they, the but they were, like, leaning out the window. Like,
isn't that what you college kids do? You get drunk and go streaking?
Actually,
Frank the Tank?
I have not seen
Oh, is that just
any
college kids?
Go streaking in the quad! Well, I think that was all the 70s.
People were up and, like, already walking to the game and, like, were
I saw some people stumbling back to the hotel when I left the wedding. I left about 9:30, and there were some football game revelers, I think, kind of stumbling
into
the hotel.
Well, alumni are... So alumni usually stay in the city and watch all the games from like from inside the bar. So there's like, more mellow, drunk people that are drowning more in their... like more in their nostalgia than anything else. But all of these students, it was just crazy. But because Iowa was losing the game for most of it,
most
tons of students left the game early and did not know. that we caught
that
up.
Kicking themselves in the
yeah,
butt.
Yeah, and that and it was 17-16.
And,
yeah.
and it was a great ender.
So tons of students came back, yeah. and then they were starting to getting texts and phone calls. Like, we had a bunch of people who came back early from the game in our apartment complex, and then they turned on the TV, and you could hear, yeah, we won the game! Oh. And then you heard a bunch of people go, what are you talking about? And that was when they had another chance to kick, and then when it was blocked again, everyone was like, yeah! And you hear, like, all, like... It just nice. People now, yeah. are
where
wild.
Where do the football players stay now? Because they used to, before the flood, uh-huh. they used to stay downtown in Cedar Rapids because they would keep them away from Iowa City really? And all the revelers. Oh. And so I would see them Saturday morning when I would go to my salon, and they would be running around downtown, getting into their vehicles and going back to Iowa City because they're supposed to hide so people don't tempt them to go out and party before they're...
Yeah, well, there was a couple of years ago where they got some of the guys got in some trouble for
a couple of them.
Yeah, more than a couple of them, and it continued to happen.
Yeah,
up
yeah
like
so now they make
summer.
Them stay out of Iowa City, but I just wondered if they're still staying
it's
in downtown
like
Cedar
that.
Rapids.
It's,
or?
Well, one of the things. So, since we're on the topic of parties, I'll tell my funny house party story. But one of the things the University of Iowa has recently said is like if you're. You could, at most, if you're caught at a party in a dorm, and it doesn't matter if you're underage, if you're in the dorm, $700 fine.
Really?
Yes. So it's an automatic $500 if that's your room. And then anyone who is in that room, whether they're drinking or not, it's an automatic $200 fine for just being in that room associated with that party.
So you're not supposed to have parties at all.
Oh,
so
no there's parties. No alcohol at all. They don't care if you're...
No, but you can have a party without alcohol.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, okay. You can.
But,
I thought you meant...
And if you're 20...
Yeah, what kind of party is that? Okay,
what the hell?
Well, like, but even if you're 21 and your roommate is and everyone is there, you're still not allowed to have alcohol
in
the
dorms.
Oh, yeah, but so they've had so many problems with parties. They upped the fines, which has asked the question of... Does that just mean more underclassmen are going to be going to sophomores and juniors' house and going to house parties? In my case, I got home one night, and it was only 10:30 on a Friday night, so I didn't think it was going to be really bad. And we have paid parking with my apartment, so like my car, even its VIN number is registered to that spot. But someone was parked there, and I was like, I don't want to call the police and tow someone who's just here for a party. You know, I'll go park on the street tonight. For over a half an hour, I was going around four blocks and then larger and larger.
So then
trying
did you call?
To find, yeah, actually, I went right behind them, put on my flashers, went up to my apartment, told my roommate, said, hey, keep an eye on my car. I called the non-emergency line of the police department and was like, hi, I'm calling because I need to get a car towed. They're illegally parked.
That.
Yes, exactly. And I have the right to do that. Thankfully, as soon as I just got done with the conversation, my friend Brett comes running in and he said, stop, they're going to move the car. Apparently, people at the party, which is a huge house right next to, actually, like, very small, like less than 10 feet away from our building. So it's like a small parking lot, and then it's their house, huge house. Like there are over 100 people and floodlights just in their yard.
Wow.
And there's loud music. And I told the officer, I said, yeah, there's a large party down here in the street. And so they parked here. That's why I need to get this car towed. Well, I said, never mind, they're moving the car, hung up. Well, obviously, the police officers clued in and were like, there's a huge party going on.
Oh, so you're the narc.
Yes, exactly.
If you're anyone listens to this podcast, you are indeed.
I am
in
Sarah,
trouble.
What is the narc?
I got out of the way. So they got out of the spot. I parked. I walked back up. And we were kind of watching the party from, I live up on the third story. So we were watching the party. And then a cop car, without even its headlights on, roll through. And this isn't a street. This is like a back alley where all the parking lots connect between a street, and rolls through. And then suddenly you see tons of people walking off in small groups or in pairs slowly. Because it's a bunch of underclassmen
back
not wanting to get busted.
From the party.
Right. And there was a guy, there was a girl who
just
started to run. Exactly, started to run. And the guy with her was like, no, don't run. We don't want to draw attention to yourself.
Cool.
A few seconds after that, suddenly we hear a shout, cops! And then it's like shouting a bomb. Suddenly, everyone, it just was split from the party. We couldn't believe the streams of people still coming out of the house. It was a huge party. But the worst part was they looked very young, so we totally believed that they were underage and they were drinking. And do you know what they did? They all went into their cars, started up their cars, and drove away.
That was worse than anything.
Yes. We cracked up laughing because that was stupid, but we're also really worried that because someone yelled cops, the first thought of 18 and 19-year-olds was to get in their cars and drive away.
Hmm.
And so
they
were
driving, drinking.
Yes. Edumacate them. They got to edumacate them.
When I was in high school, I was a member of our SAD group.
Aww.
Oh, that's sad.
Students Against Drunk Driving.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah. We raised some money for SAD when I was there, so... Yeah, that's
what we
did.
Way to go.
Yeah. I had a pretty good week.
Why was your week pretty good?
Well, it started out kind of crappy.
Why was your week pretty good, Chad? Do tell.
Well, it was my last full week in the office.
You're in the TV series? Oh, my gosh.
No, not the office TV series.
That's what she said.
In the office in North Liberty, where I work. I need to start moving home probably Wednesday or Thursday this week. I'll be starting to work from this fine
from the his
studio.
House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the nights, I think it was Wednesday night, my in-laws decided to take us out for supper, and went to Texas Roadhouse. It was Thursday night, and went to Texas Roadhouse.
Which that's what I love when parents buy you food. That's the
isn't
best.
It great?
That's yes. the best.
Isn't it great?
I hope I'm one of those kind
I don't
of
know.
When Jordan gets older.
Yeah, I hope I am too. But they got us, had a dinner. I mean, but anyway, we get there, and we order our drinks, and... You know, they have these awesome rolls and stuff.
Heard about the
and,
rolls.
And sitting there at the table, and we had a new waitress, and she was trying to get this guy who was like her mentor to help her with the move something so she could put her tray down. He goes, I'm sorry, I can't help you. It's your last night in training. Right after he said that, the whole tray of drinks tipped over onto the table and onto my father-in-law and I's lap. So
crotch booze is always
yeah,
the best.
Well, I was not the happiest camper because I had my cell phone in my pocket.
Oh.
But it survived. It survived. But
oh, thank God.
So that was the crappy start to the weekend. Yeah. But
did you
then,
was that at the beginning of your meal then?
That was before we even ordered.
Did you stay?
Did
and
you actually
yeah,
stay
we stayed.
And
they,
eat
yeah.
with your wet
did
pants?
You stay
with
in
the wet
pants.
Pants, yeah. I did.
Did you get your food for free?
The food was excellent, but I don't think we got it for free.
God damn.
Yeah.
Did they even at least take something off your bill, though? Right?
I don't even know if they did that. I didn't pay, though. I mean, I didn't complain. But it wasn't my place
it.
To complain.
That's true. It was a free meal for
I'm
you,
never
no
going there
what.
Again.
Beggars can't be choosers.
I was going to say, it's a free
Come
meal
on,
for you.
Come on, are you
no
kidding
what.
Me? She dumped a thing of...
No, but he wasn't paying, so he wasn't going to bitch about the bill, is what he's
right.
saying.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
My
oh,
in-laws yeah, who were paying yeah. Could have bitched about it, but they didn't. But so that was that. And then this weekend, Chris and I just kind of hung out. We went to this new Mexican restaurant last night.
Where's that at? The one on Blair's Ferry?
The one on Blair's Ferry.
Across from where I work
La
out.
Camellia.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh,
really
it
good?
Is good.
Is it good? Is it like authentic?
La Camellia. Yeah, I had
what is that
carne
mean?
Asada, and which is ribeye steak
yeah.
with beans and
carne.
A salad. And it was excellent. And it was only like $9.
Did they really? Have rice milk there?
Rice milk?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I love
I don't know,
rice
but
yeah,
I had
yeah, there's not many places that serve rice milk,
I
so
had
I'm always...
Tecate.
I love the rice milk.
Well, at least not in Cedar Rapids, anyway.
Yeah.
What is rice
no,
milk?
Chicken,
it's milk?
It's milk made out of rice.
Yeah, they probably do. I don't
and
know.
It's sweet.
It's really good.
And it
sweet.
Tastes
it's fresh,
so good.
Fresh
so tasting. I would even say, like, if you know where there is one, could you call Chad's line on the Cam
yes.
show and just, like, leave
yeah,
a message?
That,
hey, I found this.
757-CM-SHOW. If you know a place where they serve... Rice milk
in the restaurant.
I do
in the
know,
restaurant.
Where, I
do
know
call.
Where they make coconut milk shrimp, which is amazing because it's like a buttery, awesome.
Yeah,
where's
yeah.
that?
Yummy goodness. That would be at Fon Long. Downtown Cedar Rapids across from Phelan's Interiors.
Long,
okay,
dong.
Cool.
Yes.
Right.
Or some Asian
so,
person.
But yeah, the La Camellia.
Yes.
Was a
what
very,
does that mean?
I have
it
no,
sounds like
it's
a
somebody's
butt.
Name. The Camellia. Might be a chameleon.
The Camille?
I think it's a female.
The
Camille?
Rose?
The Camille?
Yeah, but anyway.
I think her name's like Camille. Yes.
Anyway, her name's
Camille,
everywhere.
Yeah. Little
she's on every booth.
I
her name's everywhere.
I think it's the type of flower.
But
oh, yeah.
They
but
have
I think
this
it's
big,
also
maybe we should do a little research.
Carving statue of this chick. of this lady.
Yes, and, that's the internet's.
But it's right there where the is it where the brown bottle used to be or no, Rinaldo's or Rinaldo's. Something. Rinaldo's. But anyway, yeah. It is excellent. The
so
food
it went
is
from
very
Mexican
good.
To Mexican, just better.
Yeah, yes. Better. I think it's better. I don't think they have as many margaritas as Rinaldo's. They
well,
have,
like, he was famous for his margaritas.
Yeah, the margarita man.
But they have great food. Their fried ice cream was excellent.
Ooh, I love fried ice cream.
Yeah.
So we did that.
There's a lot that I don't like.
I can't
like
eat the fried
there's
ice cream.
That. And then we decided we didn't have the girls. They stayed at my mom's house. Decided to gamble. We haven't done that in a long
adult
time.
Adult time together.
Yeah.
What a date.
Yeah.
Did you wear like big people clothes and everything?
No. No, I was pretty much wearing the
did
same.
Did you wear
outfit.
The same big people clothes? Oscar the Grouch t-shirt.
I did have the Oscar the Grouch t-shirt on. It's my lucky shirt. And
the pasties underneath.
Woo-hoo.
Well, yeah. But so we went to the Riverside Casino in Riverside, Iowa. Future
live
birthplace.
Live it up, live it up, live it up.
It is the future birthplace of Captain
James T. Kirk.
James T. Kirk, yes, the
but,
future.
The crazy
what?
Thing is
the
from
only
not
Star
the
Trek. Casino,
they have
the,
all,
I know that.
They have all these slot machines, and there's only two Star Trek slot machines in the whole place. I mean, it looked like...
Two slot machines?
Just two Star
well, what
Trek
what makes it
slot
a Star
machines?
Trek slot machine?
I mean, it says Star Trek on it, has Kirk and Spock. And
they play Fizbin.
Do you ever
play
have you ever seen the video slots? Are you old enough to get into a casino?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, they're I'm so confusing. Oh, my God.
But anyway...
You don't know what
but
you're
I was just wondering if
not.
It was special, like, if I've you had, been. Like, future-esque looking coins. You're like, oh,
no,
yes.
We both
fingerprints.
We went with $120 each. And
you won?
Yeah. Well, hang on. She came back with 60. And I was down 40, and I put my $20 in a machine, and I started playing, and I was up to $600.
Whoa.
And I cashed out at 412.
That's really good.
So way I'm like, and then I walked
even
away.
Even if you break even, that's damn.
We
good.
Got there about 9 o'clock, and we're home by midnight. So I after that, I'm like, oh, let's
and that
go have a
the drive.
Let's go have a vanilla shake. Had some ice cream. They have a malt shop there.
Hey guys, I have $400. Let's have a vanilla shake.
Let's have a vanilla shake, and then
yeah.
We
but
went
what
home.
Did you buy with that $400?
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna be buying a Zune HD.
You're gonna buy a Zune?
I have a Zune.
Oh, now you have an HD.
But I'm gonna buy a Zune HD when it comes out on the 15th.
Just so you know, so it sounds dirty. I've played with your Zune before.
Yes, you have. But the Zune HD is the brand new model of Zune that comes out on the 15th of
Which
September.
It's like an iPod.
It's a music player, like music video player. What makes it the HD model is it's like the iPod Touch because it has a touch screen. It also has a browser, so I can surf the internet.
So Jen, now
you
can touch his Zune.
Now I can touch
and
play with it.
You can
and his browser.
Touch.
You can browse
me. Touch me.
I want to feel dirty.
We'll go back to Rocky in a second. Okay. So there's that, and then it also has a HD radio in it, which Cedar Rapids is the very first place to have an HD radio station.
And HD is high definition.
High definition radio.
How many points do I get for knowing that?
That's pretty.
3.
Yeah,
3.1415.
Pi. You get pi for that.
Yeah.
And then
blueberry or
air. I mean, what?
Oh, whoa. Cherry.
Hair.
Hair. Same thing.
Yeah, whatever.
Although
Harry?
Nowadays,
Harry?
With what I do for a living, it's usually not.
I don't
no
want
hair.
A hair pie. That's
there's
just
usually no hair.
Pie.
Hair pie.
What I do for a living, there's no hair anymore. But
yeah. Yeah, that's always good.
Or non-living.
Stripper? You're a stripper now?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Stripper.
All right, so, I'm going to get the Zune HD next week when it comes out. But today I went to Toys R Us, and I'm probably going to be taking it back.
Why,
but
Jen?
I picked up the huge Millennium Falcon. Normally $159.99. I bought it for $79.
That's an excellent deal.
That was a good deal.
I know.
Even me that had no idea what it was.
Why are you going to take it back?
I still think that's
because my wife's like, you know, after 3 months, you're just going to get rid of it and trade it for microphones or something because you're going to get bored of it. Bored of looking at it. And then it's just going to go away.
But it's the Millennium
so
Falcon.
She logicized you.
But
she
if
did.
You think about it, though, didn't Han Solo get it from, what's his butt?
Jabba
Lando.
The Hutt.
Lando Calrissian. Yeah. So it's the same thing.
In a game of chance.
I know.
Yes.
Huh. Yeah.
And it can do so many parsecs or whatever.
Yeah.
And
12
so,
parsecs.
Yeah.
Yeah
so
like
I
that.
Think you should keep
well,
it.
Well, I'm out of this conversation.
Yeah.
She
said, you know what? Don't take it back yet. Hang on to it for a couple days before you open it up, and then...
The key is when you buy something for yourself, you buy something nice for your wife, too. That's the key.
Just to let you know, in his basement, I can see 3 Star Wars posters just where I'm sitting.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we're not seeing everything. Oh, there's sheets behind you.
Oh, okay.
Hanging behind you, too. So
yeah. See, there's it's actually curtains. Star Wars curtains.
Oh, I thought it was a sheet that you had.
So I've got... No, there's sheets over there.
Oh, that's, so I've got, that's a fitted sheet.
Oh, then,
one,
then I
two,
see...
1, 2, 3, 4
So you're a fan?
There's a big
R2-D2. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
What you're saying?
And there's a,
yeah, yeah. I'm a little bit of a
I can
Star
see
Wars fan.
R2-D2.
So, you know, I can see where you're coming from, too. I'll have to just sleep on it. Then maybe tomorrow
night. If you
night
sleep
I'll
on it,
up.
You might crumple the box.
Yeah.
I know. Then you can't return it.
Be careful.
Yeah. Then you can't return it.
Zeta wants me to open it very,
well,
very badly.
I think that is wise advice from your wife.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Or buy her something
because
equally
she's
nice.
Woman.
Yeah. I will.
Well, there you go. You spend $80
on
her.
That's
what.
Then I won't be able to get my Zoom HD.
Because like one of the gals I used to do pedicures on, that's what. If her husband was gonna go like to on this awesome golf trip, he would always buy her something very nice.
Okay. Well, when I get married, it will be whenever I go to the Apple Store, I'll have to get something. Like,
yeah, right, I'll remember that rule. Yeah.
So okay. So going back to Rocky Horror.
Yes.
Elizabeth, I had to think about it there for a second.
Yeah.
Elizabeth is doing Rocky Horror at CSPS in October.
Which is so cool. What an awesome venue.
Oh, I didn't know they were coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's having auditions first week of October. Mm-hmm. There's information about the auditions at thecanmanshow.com. There's a little poster there.
I know someone who should do this.
So
I know a lot of people.
There's
that
a lot of
this.
People that should do it. So a lot of people have done it. Theater Cedar Rapids did it for the past couple of seasons. This year they're not going to, and she loves the show so much that she wants to do it.
She
again.
Should do it.
Do it.
She should.
So she's directing it, and
didn't she? She did a little invite thing on Facebook, right?
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
So there's information on Facebook, but at thecanmanshow.com, if you're in the area and want to be part of that show, check it out. Go to the website.
It's a crazy show.
Audition. I might even audition, but then again, I might not because I want to be part of your thing.
Well, my thing is actually the week before, so you could do both.
Yeah. Well,
mine is a Halloween theme. This is the 3rd annual 24 Hours in a Play.
Right.
And this time we're doing a Halloween theme because it's going to be the weekend before
Halloween.
And
it's growing huger and huger every year.
You know, like
this
year,
space.
Because of, you know, the flood and also my moving to a new home, it had to be pushed back. And I had so many people that were asking me, they're like, please tell me you're going to do it. And I said, yes, as soon as I get through this whole home move, I have to do that. So, yeah, so we finally found, now we're trying to find a venue, and I have it between 2 venues, and I don't want to say either one just because I don't know.
Not
I know
yet.
Where it's not going to be, but.
Okay.
But anyway, so we want to do it in a really cool space that's Halloween kind of.
Do you have all the directors figured out yet, or have you got that far?
We still have some spots available. For the most part, we have most of the stuff.
Put me down for directing again.
Okay, all right. We loved your sets that you made. So, I mean, you won an award on it last year.
Yes, so it's hanging up in my living room wall.
So for those of you who don't know, this is a theater event that has 6 or 7 shows that are written, performed, and
rehearsed
in a 24-hour period, and it's really awesome. It's
so
a cheap price, $5 a person.
You get to go watch the shows that were performed.
Yeah, you get to watch the final result.
So basically how it works is the writers, directors, and actors, everybody who's involved with the show gets together the night before at, like 7
the
o'clock?
Exactly, 24. Yeah, I do 7 because then that way they can start writing at 8 because the show is at 8 the following night. So
the director and the writer get paired up that right then and there.
Yeah.
They draw a subject.
They usually draw a subject and
a venue?
Like a setting of some kind. Last year we did something a little different. We had each of them have a common line.
Right.
So all of the shows had to have the same line and they had to incorporate it. And it's really fun for the audience.
I like that idea.
Because the audience watches it and waits for that line and they're like, oh! So this year, because it is Halloween themed, we're also going to have a common prop that is also going to be in each one of them, which could or could not be a murder weapon.
How about a severed head?
Anything.
Okay.
A dead baby.
I have a severed head. Well, no, I have a severed head that
I think
CJ,
I donated to you.
Was it CJ?
Yeah.
And the first year that we did ours.
It's
sitting in a bag somewhere.
Yeah,
it's all bloody and gross.
It was the first year that we
from
did
it. From the first year you did it down in the incubator.
Yes, the incubus.
Incubator. Whatever.
It seems really appropriate that you have a bloody severed head in a bag. Somewhere.
I do.
Well,
somewhere.
That's where you
I have a whole
keep
bucket
them.
Of
yeah.
heads.
You can't keep them just
in the garage that Jenny gave me.
Yeah, I gave you a whole bunch of heads.
Yeah.
We used to bury them in the
garage. She gave me heads.
Yeah, she gave them a whole bunch of
heads. I give them a ton of heads.
I'm so jealous.
You know, well, that's that's part of being a hairdresser. You get to give out a lot of
you
heads.
You get the head.
So anyway, October 24th is when the show actually is.
Right.
But the drawing, if you want to be any part of it, if you want to be an actor, a director, try your hand at writing a 10-minute show. I have people that don't write normally, and they're like, you know what? I'm going to try this. It sounds fun.
That is brave.
And that's what's brave awesome is that we get people trying stuff that they've never done before, and that's what's fun to see. We have somebody that does a musical.
It's
kind of cool how many different people show up.
Oh, it's awesome.
Sing from all
so whoever shows up, you're putting
theater.
The drawing, yeah. and we just, if you don't want to sing.
I'm going to record from there, too.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. That's a good idea.
I'll just record some stuff as, you know, just do a little
that's awesome.
Highlight show.
Yeah. So then there's usually awards at the end. We usually have, like, best director. Chad won an award last year for best set direction.
Yeah.
Because he made these amazing things out of cardboard, which were really
cubicles,
cool.
cubicles, too.
Yeah, they were awesome.
Yeah.
The PVC pipe cubicles.
Yeah, they were great. They were great.
Yes.
And all that's made in a 24-hour period. Well, actually, it's made in less than that because the writer writes for the first 12.
Right.
So actually, by the time they know what the script is, they're only doing everything in about 12 hours.
Right.
So that's really amazing.
Yeah, we had no idea. We did a play called Cubed that Adam had written.
Because it was supposed to be a love story.
Yeah, it was a love story. And it took place in a cubicle farm. And just brilliant bunch of people. Were involved and just had a blast.
It's amazing though that you guys can memorize your scripts in that short amount of time.
And we had this little fallback.
Well, yeah, that's what's
great.
Clever.
Some improv.
That's what's clever is because you know, like with the one that Kroba directed, he was a little puppet in his.
Right.
So if they dropped a line, then he would pretend like he was this puppet that was talking to them to get them to cue them back onto the line. And I thought that was brilliant. That's why he won Best Director. We thought that was good. So
he did a phenomenal job. And then Mike Wilhelm, with his character in
that
Western.
So funny.
It was awesome. Yeah. That was awesome. Anyway, this year probably going to top it as always.
Hopefully, because what we're hoping to do is have shows that are supposed to be Halloween themed but would not normally be considered Halloween themed. We might even possibly have a recurring character in each one of them, which we're still kind of playing with that. So, like I said, we're trying to like
the
change it up
guy?
Every year. So
very cool.
So then we also have. Well, SPT has their show coming up, too.
Isn't it the 19th and 20th?
Yeah, theirs is the 19th and 20th, and then plus they have one on the 31st as well. They have one on Halloween as well. So, but this one that's coming up is September, 19th and 20th,
I believe
it?
That's correct,
Or September 18th and 19th.
Yeah, because the 19th is a Saturday, so it's 18th and 19th, because WASH has their show. Nonsense that same weekend.
Oh yes, SPT shows are very good. And
what are they doing?
Altar Boys is that weekend.
This I can't remember what their subject matter is this time. They always have like a theme. It's the writers.
They do,
series.
And I don't know exactly what it is, but they just kept saying it's really odd. It's just really weird this year. So I don't. I don't really know what it is. I'm just going to go and be entertained.
Very cool.
That's my plan.
And that's great entertainment because everybody that knows Janelle Lauer and Gerard and that band, Gene Peeny, they're amazing singers. And then they always pick a guest that is kind of their throw-in actor. And then they have their writer's room people that write these shows that week. And so then they really only do their
whole,
they put a show together in a week. So
very funny.
Very cool.
It's a good time.
It is a good time.
Good times had by all. Yeah, good time.
back in the day.
Real quick, just want to say a big thank you to our resident music guy, Kevin Zerbe, for putting together that theme song.
Thank you. Thanks, Kevin.
I can't play it yet, and I got to sit on it for a few weeks.
I would consider being topless for Kevin just for that, just to thank him.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go,
we
Kevin.
We can get a photo. It won't go on Facebook.
All right, I got the camera out. We'll do that. All right, so
now I'm going to be held to it, aren't I?
Yep. yep. Okay. So, big thank you to Zerbe for the for what he did, but I can't play it yet. It's going to be cool in October. It's going to set the mood for the show.
It is cool. It is delightful.
It's very clever.
And but to say thank you to Kevin, I do want to put a word out. He's doing a special episode of his podcast in relation to ghost stories and haunted houses and that kind of thing. And he's got a call out for ghost stories. So if you have a he's not ha- thing is he's not having any luck from his listeners to get him to call in, and he has this awesome hotline like the Can Man Show hotline, but this is the Zerby line. It's 571-303-ZERB.
That rhymes.
Which is 9372.
That's awesome.
571-303-ZERB. 9372.
He should write a song around that.
He should.
He should. A little
jingle.
Little jingle.
A little Zerby jingle. A zingle.
He and I were talking about doing a jingle business. So I don't know. Maybe we'll do that.
I'm telling you what. Gerard Esteja has made a lot of money from his jingles.
Yeah.
Lebeda. And the Guaranteed Bank and Goods and Kiwani.
Lebeda. Yeah. So make sure you. Seriously, if you have a Halloween ghost story or just a ghost story, it doesn't even have to be Halloween, give him a call. It's a three. He's got
real
a.
Real or imagined?
Real. He's looking for real ghost stories.
Oh, that's cool.
So
Holly said she saw a ghost in our basement.
Really?
Yeah.
It could be
more than once.
Okay, tell me, explain.
She said that she's seen a little girl in her basement before, and we have always felt, ever since we've moved into that house, that there's some kind of presence there. We have three cats, and always they always look down the hallway towards Brian's room. From the front of my house, the front door, all the way to Brian's room, it's one long shot of a hallway. Mm-hmm. You can see all the way down there. And the cats will stop at one end, and they'll look and up at the ceiling and just watch whatever's there.
Cats
I don't know.
Cats are very intuitive to that stuff.
Yeah.
I have a... an automatic light in my closet that goes on and off, you know, whenever it wants to, when no one's in there. It's supposed to be triggered by movement. And then sometimes you can smell different things in my house. It's like a lavender smell in different areas.
Well, at least it's a ghost that smells good. I mean,
I know. Yeah. Well, you know what? We do believe that it's a good ghost. Nothing bad ever happens in my house. I've always been very well protected. Mm-hmm. So we think it's a friendly ghost.
Yeah, that's why it's good to not exercise those ghosts, because then they're protecting you from the bad ones. So.
Yeah. Well, back in the day, I used to keep the computer down here for a while, and then I moved it upstairs, and then it's now back down here. But about 4 years ago, I was off work one summer, and that was the summer that I decided to learn video editing. And so I was taking these classes through a website called lynda.com. And it was probably about 1:30 in the morning, and I was sitting here, and I had all my DVDs over here in the on the wall behind you, Jenny, and they were on a shelf like that one over there with the CDs on it, a little bookshelf, and all of them, they had a bunch of them stacked on top. 1 o'clock in the morning, I was down here by myself, and the whole stack of DVDs, no reason, nobody was up moving around, the cinder block walls, the whole stack, falls on the floor.
Wow, that was the poop out of
you. Well, it freaked me out. It freaked me out.
Maybe they didn't like your movies.
Who knows? Who knows? So I was like, okay, that, you know, that was weird. Maybe the house settled or something.
What did you do?
I crapped my pants. And then,
I was going to say,
I just crapped my
pants. And yeah.
Okay, so then I was, well, then a couple nights later, I was sitting down here and I had one of my folding chairs. And I was sitting in one of the chairs.
Folded.
Well, it didn't fold. It slid.
It put itself away.
It jumped. It jumped a couple inches. It went, and then I'm like, did I really hear that? You know, did I really hear it?
Oh, I love that.
Oh my gosh.
So, but that was down here.
That's cool, though.
Then upstairs in Zoe's bedroom, Christina was up there one time when Zoe was a baby.
Don't be afraid, Sam.
And she saw a shadow come out of the wall. Over Zoe's bed and then up to the ceiling.
Oh.
And then upstairs in the attic where our bedroom is, we were up there, and that's
why...
Don't
ever let them touch you, though, because you'll have like a wound that never heals.
Well, some of them will scratch you, but no. I was up there in bed, and I felt something grab my foot. Not my foot, but like the covers and pull. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's happened several times.
Yeah, they're
so
real.
There was one time when I thought that was happening, and I figured out it was Zoe. She scared the crap out of me. But it started happening before Zoe was old enough to be able to do that. So,
do you feel that that's a good presence or a negative presence?
Well, my grandpa built this house in 1951.
Oh, that's right.
So my grandma had a heart attack and died here. And then my grandpa had a stroke, but he ended up dying at the... he died at...
A hospital?
Well, no, actually he ended up going to a care center. Over on First Avenue across from Bruce Moore. One of those places.
Yeah. Well, they can come back.
Living Center or something.
Yeah, Living Center East or whatever.
Wow.
So anyway, I think it's probably just my grandparents, mm-hmm. but, you know, I don't know.
You know, you can find out who it is.
How?
I have a gal that does reflexology, and she's also good at doing Reiki and the energy work. And when I was having a lot of health issues last year after the flood, I had a dream that my grandma hugged me and told me that everything was going to be all right. And I woke up, and I was my health problems had gone away. So she actually was able to ask my spirit guides and if my grandma was there watching me, and that's who answered. So wow. she can find that out for you.
I'm all right.
It's really cool.
I'm pretty sure I know who it is. I mean, you know.
Well, you probably do.
It's Kevin.
It's Kevin.
It's Kevin and your daughter.
Kevin creeps me out sometimes when he does stuff. I mean, I creep him out.
You know, late at night when he's sleeping next to you.
At the foot of your bed. when
he's spooning next to you, and he's the big spoon and you're the little spoon.
Wake up.
All right.
I need you.
But anyway, so if you have ghost stories, make sure you share them with Zerby.
Oh. So do the rhyming number again, just because it's
be
cool.
Scared.
Okay. 571-303-ZERB. Okay. Good. So yeah, Halloween ghost stories, send them to Zerby. Got that marked off my list.
I love your dry erase board because you can totally erase it.
It's a dry erase board.
That's why they call it
Can I tell you my cow chip bingo story?
Yes, please do.
Okay.
It's next on the list.
I love this because every Labor Day weekend, we go back to the town of Blairstown, Iowa, which is 30 miles west on Highway 30, and it's a small town, which...
Is that where you grew up? Or
that's where my husband grew up, but... It's the next town over from where I grew up. Okay. So what's good about it is...
Okay, quick question before you talk about Couch at Bingo.
Yeah?
In Blairstown, there's a little restaurant bar called Cracky's Asylum. Are you familiar?
Yes.
I was Cracky. The...
It's not there anymore, but...
No, Crack married my Crack.
Yeah.
Crack.
Yeah.
Steve.
Yeah.
Married my...
I know
my,
it well.
My aunt. Well, her name...
Oh!
So I she was the minister... For that wedding, nobody knows
and
they're married.
Cracky,
nobody.
So,
yeah,
no, it was just me, him, and that was the do you kiss her?
Yeah.
Wedding that I did.
Yeah, the do you you're married? Yeah.
Yeah, I did that one, and that was I did that in their house.
Oh yeah.
So that's but Cracky's Asylum, that was Crack.
You married
now
them?
It is called.
You married them?
Yes, I'm ordained.
I've done.
I didn't know that. I knew. I knew that.
All of them this year.
I knew that.
Yeah.
Now you've done gay marriages. Gay
I've
weddings,
done a lot of gay
same
weddings.
Same sex?
Yes.
Very
yes,
cool.
Yes.
Way to go, Jenny.
Nobody's asked me. I do
you know
it.
What, you know why, though? It's because, a lot of these people have been together for so many years, and really they aren't into the pageantry anymore. Mm. They just want to do the do you. You're married.
Kiss her, yeah.
And so a lot of them just go down to the judge and just do it.
Sarah, oh my God.
What?
She said a lot of them go down.
And then you were like,
I'm sorry.
Just like a little schoolgirl.
So a lot of them just go down.
Jen was like dreaming.
To the judge.
Yeah. I'm just picturing you all topless.
Going down?
Yeah. I'm picturing you topless. So my cow chip bingo story. So like I said, every year we go back to this hick town, which I love because we feel like we're above this because they're all a bunch of rednecks, which is what's good about it. But anyway, so one of the things that
you're
they do
it.
In
you.
Sauerkraut days is they have a fabulous parade, which consists of a lot of farm implement equipment and marching bands.
Golf carts?
No, all the volunteer fire departments from the local towns. Mm-hmm. And it's actually a really good parade for kids because they throw out a ton of candy. And I'm not joking. That's a lot of candy.
Okay.
So anyway, one of the things they do is cow chip bingo, which is what they're famous for.
So you have to pick it up.
No. So I'll explain to it. It's not as gross as it sounds.
Is it cow chip what they do, the dessert?
No.
Okay.
About cow poop.
No.
Actual
it's cow poop.
Poopy,
so,
cow poopies.
So what it is. So they have free sauerkraut for everybody. And then they sell numbers. They paint this grid on the ground and they put a pen around it. And so you buy a number and they are in random places. So it's not like, going
all the
through.
Bees.
Yeah,
all the, right.
Yeah. So you buy and there are these little bitty spaces. So you wait for this cow
to
on your number. So you watch all these people stand around and they're like, come here, Bass,
Come on.
And they're
get
going
it out.
This cow.
Oh, come on.
They're going this cow to take a crap. And
how do you do that?
You can't go to cow to take a crap. It just looks at you.
You can't lead a horse to water.
You
and
can't
you can't lead a
cow
on a number.
Come
so,
on,
so anyway, so the thing that I have never figured out every year is what, because the cow never poops on just one number, because these are little grids, okay?
So they walk and poop at the same time, don't they?
Well, but I mean, when they... when they plop down, it's like on four or possibly five numbers.
So they have to find the center of the poop?
I don't know if they like
the
figure
bullseye?
Out which one has the most poop on it, or
maybe
if
they just
split
go for
it
the bullseye.
It's a metric it weight. On. You know, they go out.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's all metric weight. So this year I was close to winning. It was close to my number. Didn't win though.
Didn't have enough poop on your grid,
but
number.
I was excited. I was excited. It's a fun time. You win. How long? You can win a car.
What if you're not standing right there when the cow poops on your number?
Doesn't
will they
matter.
Call you?
Oh yeah. When you fill
holy
out a
cow.
Ticket. Holy cow. You fill out a ticket with your information and they get a hold of you. You don't have to stand,
that's
but everybody does stand there. But
and they just wait for the cow to poop.
It's a good
well,
time.
Some delapo redneck fun.
And cow.
Cock!
Nice.
I
now after that, do they
that.
Tip the cow?
They do not tip the cow, and there's no such thing as cow tipping. But anyway.
Yes, there is.
There is not such a thing as cow.
Yes, there is.
It's not. Cool. It's an urban legend.
Okay.
It's an urban legend.
Speaking of urban legends.
It's a redneck legend.
It's a redneck legend.
Speaking what? Of urban legends, last yes. week, Tony from Vinton was talking about the Disney
Tony.
Marvel thing and how Howard the Duck and Donald Duck are now from the same universe.
Oh,
right.
Right, because
Howard.
Of the merger.
Howard the or. Duck.
Yeah. Purchase. So, yeah, I'm like, is this movie as good as I remember it? That's what I was going with. That.
It actually is
yes.
good.
It
is.
Yes.
It is
creepy.
Good. It's even better.
It's actually
it's even,
better.
It's very clever.
It's better than
it's,
I thought
it's
it was.
It's very clever.
I remember
it being funny and intelligently so, but the duck just creeps me out.
Oh,
I can't
no, the duck was
awesome.
The duck.
I was surprised by how many panty shots there are in that film.
That movie is a dirty movie.
It's
yes,
a dirty,
it
dirty movie,
they start
which is
out
why I love it.
Topless, naked ducks. And I mean, he, woo-hoo! You know, there's the naked duck in the Playboy magazine,
all about the topless.
And then
yeah.
there's the one in the bathtub.
Yeah.
And then how many Leah Thompson nearly naked shots are there?
Well, that's Leah Thompson, though. I think that was
she's
her
a cutie.
Whole
she is a cutie.
She's a cutie.
But she was great in, you know, Back to the Future.
I always think of her as Marty McFly's mom, and that's all
yeah.
I can think of.
Cute. I don't know. She was pretty good.
And the bitchy girl in Some Kind of Wonderful, because, you know,
oh, that's
yeah.
right.
we wanted the other girl to win.
Yeah.
Eric
Mary Stuart Masterson.
Eric
yeah.
Stoltz.
Yeah.
He's
Eric
hot.
Stoltz. He was great. He was hot in
yeah.
Mask.
Yeah.
Mask. He
yeah.
was so hot.
Mask. Mask and the Fly. He was in The Fly. The Second Fly.
The Second Fly.
Yeah, he was the son. Yeah.
He was pretty good in Pulp Fiction.
He was awesome in Pulp Fiction.
But he was not in Howard the Duck.
No.
So
you're
like,
right.
Leah
right.
was though.
I didn't see Howard Duck actually until this year.
Wow.
So the first time I've seen Howard the Duck, and I thought it was phenomenal, and I cracked up laughing
maybe
every time we
again.
Saw panties, and
it was,
I loved
maybe
Netflix.
I just wasn't ready.
It was
when I saw it the first time.
It was Tim Robbins' first movie. Tim Robbins
was
played,
it really?
It was his very first
uh-huh.
movie, his big break.
I didn't know that.
It was Leah Thompson's second big break after the Back to the Future
Back
movie.
To the Futures, yeah.
You know, she won out a lot of people. Holly Robinson was in the movie. She was one of the backup.
Oh,
singers.
Holly Robinson, Pete.
Yeah, Holly Robinson from 21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street.
There was the drummer was this chick, and I can't remember the name of the TV show. It was in the 80s where they were twins. And she looks kind of like Kathleen. Is it Kathleen O'Hara, the one who's in Beetlejuice?
Oh, yeah.
I always had a crush on her and her sister. But they had a show. It was on about the same time as
Not
Kate
Double
and Allie.
Trouble.
Double Trouble.
Oh, my God.
I think you're right.
Way to go, Jenny.
That was
go.
Awesome.
Yeah,
but
I'm the font
I
of
like
this.
That you.
I enjoyed Howard the Duck so much
you
that
know
I,
some big words too.
I'm going to have yeah. to go buy it now. There's an anniversary edition that went out.
Oh my
and
god!
Then,
I want to buy.
Oh yeah,
that.
Jeffrey Jones, the principal
yeah,
from
yeah, yeah,
from
yeah.
Ferris Bueller.
Yeah,
yeah, he plays the evil overlord and
of course he
and,
does.
And and this other guy the scientist. But great acting.
You would have just won many points on the movie game there.
Yeah,
right there.
Well,
with all those people.
But yeah, holy cow, that's an awesome movie.
It's an awesome movie. It really holds
special
up.
Special effects
have to watch
are
it.
Pretty
See, that's
good.
That's what's interesting is when you find out that a movie holds up after. Because yeah, when you're a teenager and you see it the first
time, was a
yeah,
huge
it's
flop.
Yeah,
when it
I
came
know.
Out, it was a huge flop. It was George Lucas produced it, and it was a very big flop. But going back and watching it now, it fits right in there with any John Hughes film. John
mm-hmm.
Hughes, if he had anything to do with it. A little bit dirtier than John Hughes, usually.
Yeah, a lot dirtier than
but,
John Hughes.
But it's not for little kids for the most part. However,
I think
nowadays,
that's why it flopped, because they
assumed
yeah, it was a duck.
Yeah,
maybe
little
they could
kids
watch it when
should
seven.
See it, and it's not a
oh,
kid's
no.
movie
and,
at all.
And you know,
all.
When you go back, they have some great special features on the DVD about kind of the making of the movie
mm-hmm.
and how much trouble they had. trying to get the puppet made because he was a puppet.
George Lucas likes having puppets in his movies.
But it was awesome. But they had a real tough time getting expressions, and all the way through the production, they'd go back, and as they made subtle improvements in the Howard the Duck mask, basically, that this guy was wearing, that they'd go back and then they'd go reshoot and then reshoot just to get better expressions.
Wow.
On the duck.
They looked awesome.
The heck of a time. So make sure you go back and revisit Howard the Duck. I found it for rent at Family Video on 32nd Street.
Wow. Okay. And it's on DVD?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Netflix that baby.
Exactly.
I bet you it's on Netflix.
It's got to be on Netflix.
Yeah. Wait till if it was on Hulu streaming, then everyone would see it.
Yeah. It might be on Hulu. Who knows?
Oh.
I mean,
the Hulu.
You know, try it out. Check it out. It was good. It was very good. TV fall schedule.
Yeah.
Real quick. Because
the big ones that they're talking about are.
What are the big ones that they're talking about?
Of course, I can't remember now. Let me see the cheat sheet.
Okay, it's a calendar thing. Coming up in the next couple weeks is all the big TV premieres. Big Bang Theory, How
these
I Met Your
new
Mother.
Shows?
Well, these are old shows that I'm looking forward to coming back.
Some nerds are rejoicing over Merlin coming on.
I caught.
Are they going to rerun the premiere?
Merlin, some of the season one Merlin episodes are on Hulu, so just hop on your computer and catch up.
Well, Medium's moving to CBS on a Friday night.
Yeah,
I knew that.
When is Chuck coming back? Because somebody big is joining the cast of Chuck.
Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody big.
I can't remember who it is now.
Goodness. Here, let me take a peek at this real quick.
I can't,
the ones I'm excited about.
I should have printed off the one where it said like what the ones that they're really looking forward to this year.
Let's see. I wish I was better prepared for this one.
well, Shark Tank's kind of taking off now, I think.
Shark Tank.
Shark Tank is... I'm a reality TV junkie. And
so they toss people in?
No. It's these...
That would be an amazing
It's these self-made
TV
millionaires or billionaires, a lot of them, that are the Shark Tank, and then these people come in with their weird ideas of stuff that they want.
Oh, that one.
And they try and get these people to invest their own money in them. And it's really funny because the Shark Tank people will be like, no, I want to be a 51% shareholder in your company and I expect you to lose like 30 pounds. Like they'll just do stuff like that to them. But some of it's really good, and some of them they'll be like, nope, that's it, I'm passing. Like one guy wanted to transplant a Bluetooth device in his ear. Well, in people's ears, so that way you didn't have to have Bluetooth stuff outside your ear, and then you'd have to stick this needle in your ear to charge it at night. And the guy was like, okay, seriously? You're going to convince people to transplant stuff? But he had a good argument, because his argument was, who would have thought that breast implants would have taken off, you know, when people were saying, hey, this is a good idea? Yeah. And he goes, well, yeah, but...
I think I want some.
That's breast implants, you know. That's not something
that's
sticking
so
in your brain.
Play with them, Chad.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right.
I'm there.
So here's what I'm excited for.
Cougartown?
Cougartown looks pretty good.
Cougartown.
Does that say when it's going to start?
Cougartown. It doesn't say when it starts, but it says it's on...
It's going to start the 22nd, 9:30.
Courtney Cox is in that.
Yeah, Courtney Cox is in Cougartown. That's going to be good. that's the 22nd of September. Oh, it looks hilarious.
It looks funny. And so does Glee. Glee started... They did a little sneak peek last spring.
People really excited for Glee.
And then Glee starts again this fall.
Yeah. Okay, so here's what I see here. On the 20th of September is when the shows I'm worried about. How I Met Your Mother.
Love it.
I love How I Met Your Mother.
Accidentally on Purpose looks pretty good. Big Bang Theory, Two and a Half Men. That's all the 20th of September. That's Monday night.
What do you watch all this?
What season are we on with?
Channel 2, yeah. Channel 2.
How I Met Your Mother. Is it season 5?
Something 4 or 5.
Of How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah.
I'm just glad it came back, because the thing was last year, they had it so that they could end it, that you supposedly met the mother.
Oh.
And then now,
Sarah, or
it could keep going on. And I'm so excited that it's back, because I love Barney Stinson. He's like my favorite.
Yes.
Who can resist, you know, Neil Patrick Harris?
That's
and
MPH.
All of his charm.
Right.
MPH.
That's right. Who can resist?
Speaking of Doogie Howser, all those episodes are now on Hulu. So if you want to watch How I Met Your Mother on TV and then jump back to Neil Patrick Harris
I love
as a kid.
MPH. He was on Sesame Street this morning. I watched it.
Oh, yeah. He
was
the
shoe fairy.
The shoe fairy. That's
right. Yeah, he's the shoe fairy. I loved it.
That's very
the
fitting.
Angry shoe fairy.
That is fitting.
It is kind of fitting.
I want to see that episode.
In a sexual preference kind of way.
Yeah.
I could, you know, it's funny now that, like I said, I've kind of become known as the person that that officiates gay weddings, when I see people in stores, I'm like, God, I should run up to them and tell them, you know, in 3 days I could marry you.
Yeah.
If you went to City Hall right now and just applied for that license, I could marry you in 3 days.
Glee is this upcoming Wednesday night,
Fox,
9 o'clock
Fox, Fox.
On Fox,
oh, which would be 8 o'clock in Iowa.
So Glee will be on this the 8th.
That's I think week, America's right? Next Top Model starts soon.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
It's Wednesday,
and I'm just gonna put this out there, even though I'm not supposed to know, but there might possibly be a local talent on this year's American Idol. That's all I'm gonna say.
I knew something about that.
No, but I know a little bit beyond.
She
that.
Knows
but
more than you
I know.
Know
oh, something new. I knew she that there was
the
a
new.
Local talent that was yeah. in this show called Hair.
Yes,
and that made it to the auditions. That's all I know. So I'm not going to say anymore.
Don't say anymore. But she is a local talent. Well, we can say her name. I mean, we just can't say what.
You know, but she went to the audition. She got an audition. That's all I know.
Yeah, she won the contest that they did in Cedar Falls. So she won Cedar Falls Idol. And then her name is Kelsey Madsen, and she was in Hair. And then she, with that, she won
and she listens.
An audition. Yes. Love you, Kelsey. Shout out. She won an audition in in Denver, I think.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, we'll find out on the show how far she goes.
So hopefully she goes all the way.
We hope she goes all the way.
I would knock on wood, but
what's
I don't want to make too much.
That's what she said. Quotes we have.
Yeah.
Hopefully she'll go all the way. I'm like, man,
that's what I said.
Going down and, you know. Yeah.
Right on. And I know, Jenny, you got to get going to your ultimate body shaping here pretty quick.
I have to go to my ultimate body.
Good luck not vomiting, Jenny. And feel great. Not to vomit.
But do you want to say thank you for everybody coming in tonight? And,
thanks, Chan.
Bummer the guys aren't here, but I sure had a good time having you here.
There's a lot less bagakin probably with girls.
Well, yeah, just got a little bit there.
I think we're more raunchy.
There we go. There we go. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome. You're fucking welcome, son of a
bitch. At the end of the show.
All right. Sarah, go ahead. Get out of the way.
What?
You're not going to curse for me?
No.
We're more into the sexual innuendos.
You're so clean.
I'll just, I love making sexual innuendos.
Wait, I got to get the camera out. Topless.
Oh, we got into the
that's,
topless.
You know, there.
I'll do it
are we doing
else
it?
Does
are
it.
We you just going to do like a topless shot, but not our faces?
If you want to do that, I'm fine with that.
I'll no way.
Then you have to guess whose
like
boobs are whose.
Say no to that.
Whatever.
Whose boobs are these?
I'll fuzz them out.
I will do it if everyone else will do it with me, including Chad.
I'll do it.
No way.
You're
all
not
right, Sarah's
do it?
Out.
I could take the picture.
Okay.
All right.
That'll be if.
Okay.
If at least.
Where's it going?
It's not going
to
have our faces
it's
on
go
it.
To
what are you
that's
doing with
said.
It?
Where is it going?
private collection.
Oh, hey, spank bank for later.
All right.
Wait a minute. That's not that's not a topless shot.
Not yet. Okay. Just wait till Facebook. Or not Facebook, Photoshop.
I was like, Facebook?
No, it's not going to make it on Facebook.
Not
I can't.
Be on Facebook.
Oh, are you going to Photoshop on us like some gorgeous beach models that are nude or something?
No.
That would be totally
all
cool. I'd be
girls.
In for that.
Hey, wait, before you go. Yes. Before
what?
You go.
I'm not leaving.
Don't leave. I got Butters. Okay? He's got this Asian fetish.
Oh, yeah. Okay? You said there was something I needed to know about Butters.
Well, he's got this Asian fetish. And
which
I need
is
you
weird because every time I say hi to him, he acts like he doesn't know who the hell I am.
It's because he's shy.
Yeah, whatever.
So he is shy now.
He's a sugar.
So he needs your help.
Asian hookup?
Yeah, he needs okay. He needs some tips from a hot Asian chick like yourself.
Okay.
On how to, I mean, because you're married.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, to a hot Asian chick.
Maybe you should ask my husband because obviously he bagged a hot Asian chick.
Yeah, I could ask Bob, but.
Good job.
But he always, every time Bob. I talk to him, he looks at me like, who the hell are you?
He knows who you are.
All right. All right. So anyway, hi, Pop. Hope you listen. Anyway, but yeah, he needs some tips. So
okay.
Next time that I can get you both in a room, I need to.
Oh
have
gosh!
Help.
Yeah.
I know you were raised by white people, but
yeah,
raised by white.
People. Yeah, I was.
Poor girl.
I was raised by white people.
True.
I'm like a fortune cookie. I'm white on the inside, tan on the outside.
We love you, though.
I know.
All right. But anyway, mm-hmm. So thank you so much for listening to the Can-Man Show. This has been episode 51. Next week, Kevin has promised to bring some tasty treats, I think.
Oh.
He has this ominous box that he got from, quote-unquote, overseas.
That's right.
Oh.
So
Cuban cigars?
No.
Oh, okay.
He says it's... The only thing he'll tell me is there's stuff to eat and stuff to drink.
And it's a little box,
thank
though.
God. I was just worried it was some like weird sex toy or something.
No.
It's a little
strange
box,
black box, and it vibrated when I kicked it.
That was one of three.
Oh.
So
where overseas?
Possibly Japan. I don't know for sure.
It could be some Japan-ame or something.
Well, no, it's stuff to eat. So, and I know they like
sushi or something.
Like rice.
Well, I think they have like chips
they
that
eat
taste
weird
like
stuff.
Yeah.
Well, they have dried squid and those sorts of things.
And the seahorses.
And that's gross.
Yeah.
And scorpions. Scorpions on sticks.
Yeah.
So okay, so it's going to be an adventure. An adventure.
I look forward to that episode because I love Japanese food.
I do
so.
Too. Even
and then
the
bring your pukey
better,
bag.
Bring it.
So yes. So if we do a taste testing, I need to get some people here that'll actually eat it. So
I'll do it.
All right.
Yeah. I'll bring my son.
And I want to be invited back when you finally test hot chocolate when it gets colder.
Yes, that was your idea.
I'll bake cookies and then.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So there we go. Thank you again for listening to the show. I think we'll close the show with a song. I don't know. What should I play? I'll play something good.
Oh.
I'll play something good. Something good.
What was
okay,
the song
okay.
that was at the wedding that we knew?
Get low.
Bottom jeans and boots with the fur.
All right.
The
right.
Whole
see, I can't play
her.
That. But anyway, because
you don't have the rights
I don't have the rights
one.
To that one. So I'll play something good, though.
Okay.
Anyway, so thank
we
you so much for listening
yeah.
to The Can Man Show. We love you.
Bye.
Peace out.
Bye-bye.
Not allowed to think about what might have been. Not allowed to think about the time that we could have spent together. I'm not allowed to think about how things could have turned out different. But I do, yeah, I do all the time. Not allowed to think about things that you might have said. Not allowed to think about these things that are only in my head. And I'm not so sure that I'm allowed to be singing this song to you right now. And I do think that I'm in trouble. Yeah. Lately I've been thinking that I might be just a little bit crazy, but I don't know what I can do. I've been searching around for someone that might be able to save me. I don't see no one, then I turn to you. Then I turn to you. Not so sure that I can place the look that I see on your pretty face. And I'm not so sure that I can read in your eyes what you're right now thinking of me. Not so sure about anything, but right now all I wanna do is sing to you. Worry about the rest tomorrow.
Thank you again for listening to The Can Man Show. Please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
Can you do that again? Can Man Show.
I can try. Let's see.
I love The Can Man Show. I love The Can Man. Don't you know? Download it on iTunes. That'd be sweet. Need some traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
There we go.
Cock.
I've always wanted to do that.